This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Q2's very own Jonathan Price and Rocket Mortgage's very own Sam Shea talking about Q2 and Rocket Mortgage partnering to provide mortgage services to credit unions. Very exciting news for the industry, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen in the lending space, in the fintech space, in the financial services space. And let's do some quick introductions here. Right next to me, we have Q2's very own Jonathan Price. Jonathan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Michael?
Doing great. And then right below us, we have Rocket Mortgage's very own Sam Shea. Sam, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks, guys, for being here. I know you guys have super busy schedules, so we appreciate your time. But today we're talking about a pretty big announcement that hit the news wires here recently. It's about Q2 and Rocket Mortgage partnering to provide mortgage services to credit unions. Oh, my gosh. That was big, big news in our industry for sure. So Sam, I'm going to start with you kind of on the Rocket Mortgage side. And then, Jonathan, I'll let you chime in as well from the Q2 perspective. But what prompted this partnership and why is this such a big deal for credit unions? Sam, I'll let you go first.
Yeah. So my background is actually in the digital banking space.
Oh,
and
sweet.
So I've known Q2 for years. And you know, when you think about Q2, you think about their digital prowess, progressive, very forward thinking in terms of financial technology, right? Empowering credit unions to potentially extend their solutions outward through Helix in a banking as a service model. And then Innovation Studio, which allows credit unions to evolve into that next phase, right? Historically, it's been I build or buy products for my clients mm-hmm. or for my members in this mm-hmm. case. And now credit unions are afforded this new opportunity, this third paradigm, which is to partner with best-in-class business-to-business service providers. Mm-hmm. And at Rocket, we feel as if we have a track record of being best-in-class in mortgage. Not everyone thinks about us as a business-to-business service provider.
Yeah.
No, we've been doing that for some years with some other large financial service brands.
Gotcha.
And this is our step forward to really scaling that and really leaning into growth on our end by powering credit unions, by offering our best-in-class services right through their front door, whether that's their branch or in this case, their digital front door. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, the partnership was very natural for us when we looked across the banking landscape. It was obvious that Q2 is a place for us to really start to scale this opportunity.
Yeah, I like that. The digital front door. I like that. So, and Jonathan, give us Q2's perspective. What kind of prompted this partnership? And then why is it so important for credit unions today?
Yeah, I mean, what prompted it is really, if you go back to the thesis of Innovation Studio, what we're really trying to solve for is how do we get more best-in-class digital experiences in the hands of our financial institutions and their members? Mm-hmm. And when we think about a best-in-class digital mortgage provider like Rocket, it was a unique opportunity for us to bring a solution that in different contexts have different relative value propositions. So if you think about the banks and credit unions that we serve today, some have big mortgage portfolios, some have very small, some have none at all. Mm-hmm, and so the question is, as we think about the optionality that we're bringing with Innovation Studio, it's all about how do we deliver banks and credit unions with the ability to offer more engagement tools with their members?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
in a world where not everyone has a big, meaningful mortgage presence, this is an opportunity to embed a best-in-class digital experience with the credit union's members, where they can participate in that engagement and that all the opportunities to drive primacy within their members, mm-hmm. but not have to manage the mortgage portfolio in a very complex and expensive backdrop that we're in today.
Yeah, which segues to my next question. So how does the partnership work? How do you guys work together to make this happen? And you know, in other words, what can credit unions expect here? How does this partnership work? Jonathan, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I mean, you can expect a fully embedded digital experience that is mm-hmm. co-branded in the digital banking channel. And so what that means is the mortgage workflow in digital banking, where they see a widget that is powered by Rocket Mortgage.
Okay.
And Sam, if you want to walk through some of the nuances of the experience, but the idea here is that the members will experience something akin to if they went directly to Rocket, mm-hmm. but all of the engagement is captured within the credit union's channel.
Well, and there's that immediate familiarity, right, too, so with the name. So, yes, I'm sorry, Sam, go ahead.
No, perfect. I mean, just to build upon that, right, this offering, it empowers credit unions to offer mortgage without being in mortgage. So their members can come to them to get a mortgage with unique pricing that is differentiated and better than if they came in through Rocket's front door, mm-hmm. potentially in the future with unique products. But right now, let's just think about from a traditional credit union offering mortgage today. There's a very high probability Rocket has a broader breadth of products, specifically our FHA, our VA penetration, in a time where affordability of homes is a concern for members.
Oh, yeah.
We offer unique avenues and unique products to address this in this market right now. Mm-hmm. And so credit union doesn't have to worry about being agile and nimble across the panacea of mortgage and everything else. Mm-hmm. We can take that part off their plate, allow them to offer mortgage fully integrated. To, as Jonathan talked about, you can apply for a mortgage through Rocket, through your credit union. You can then subsequently go through every step of origination, right? E-signing disclosures, turning in any documentation. And then once the mortgage closes, you can service your mortgage, your Rocket mortgage, right through your credit union.
Oh, nice.
So you can log in, make a payment, pull a statement. The intent here is to have your credit union offering you the mortgage powered by Rocket.
Okay, gotcha.
And that is the offering in end-to-end. And we provide the visibility and even the controls to the credit union to provide a tier one support. So mm-hmm. if you walked into the bank branch physically and had questions mm-hmm. about your mortgage mm-hmm. or wanted to schedule a payment, mm-hmm. we're working to really empower the a credit union's team to service their clients as well,
nice.
Which I think is really important, making that it feel as if this is a credit union's mortgage. But again, not having the credit union have to be in mortgage, which is a very burdensome, yeah. laborious task.
Well, this opens up, sounds like it opens up a whole new area for them, right? So they don't... And this is, again, that digital front door for them. And talk to me about the no upfront investment as well. Can you share some details on that real quick?
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, so from a Q2 Innovation Studio perspective, the marketplace apps, we will stand up the marketplace and the associated app that the credit union wants free of charge. There is no charge. What we are delivering with Innovation Studio is the ability to pull down pre-integrated apps and make that part of the member experience in a very rapid fashion. And if you think about the history of Q2, we've historically had a long tail to go deliver third-party innovation to the credit unions quickly because it requires professional services work and custom engagements. And we're not a professional services shop, obviously. We're a digital banking solution largely focused on deploying and supporting our own solutions. Mm-hmm. But we had to become better at delivering these third-party apps that the credit unions want as part of the member experience. And so the Innovation Studio was the vehicle to do this. So we do not charge for access to the marketplace to stand it up. We do not charge for the apps involved. And mm-hmm. Sam can talk more about the model. But essentially what we're asking the credit unions to do here is to use this integration to embed the experience within the digital banking channel, and then really to take advantage of their ability to market to their end users, to make them aware of it, mm-hmm. and then ultimately drive engagement through it. And so it's the model is, it's quite the inverse. They will actually get paid fee income as part of a rev share relationship between Q2 and Rocket and the FI, where they will actually get a piece of the economic puzzle here by engaging in this channel. And Rocket has a whole bunch of protections around non-solicit to keep mm-hmm. the credit union members enclosed within mm-hmm. the credit union and not cross-sell within the channel. I'll let Sam opine on that further, but that's the model today.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, your Innovation Studio is we've had folks on from Q2 talking about the Innovation Studio. So yeah, it's pretty, pretty cool stuff there. So, and Sam, let's talk about the model a little bit.
Yeah, so I mean, and Jonathan mentioned it, right? The dollars flow to the credit union, not away. And Dodd-Frank, passed in 2010, has put in place regulation that does not allow for us to pay for leads or align incentives around closings, which would be an ideal scenario to make sure that outcomes are what we're all driving towards. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what we will do at Rocket, what we can do, is we pay fair market value for any marketing activity that goes out to to members of the credit unions.
Okay.
And so when we think about that, it's digital placement that's going to persist within the Q2 digital banking environment. It's maybe any branch placement, branch signage, or other avenues. We've got a whole kind of slew of avenues that the credit union can choose from and say, we want to do these 7 of 15 things. And then we have a model that compensates them on behalf of executing and taking those actions. Some very basic level marketing initiatives. And then this avails itself to their members in a full life cycle. So this is not about, this is purely about RKT taking a subordinate position to these credit unions. Yeah. We understand and value we seriously value the relationship that exists between a member and their credit union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our intent is not to infringe on that. Our intent is to enhance that and protect that.
Yep.
And so within Rocket, we have a channel that I lead that is called the partnerships channel, where our data is walled off. All these partners go through a non-solicit activity, so we won't cross-sell to any of these, you know, consumers down the line.
Mm-hmm.
These members are truly protected and walled off from the rest of the Rocket ecosystem. And we know that's our responsibility because the value driver back to the credit union is, again, enhancing the relationship with their members, providing a wider breadth of service that is best in class in what we do, mortgage. And our future is, hey, look, this started in mortgage. There are going to be other consumer lending vehicles Rocket offers that we may then offer through the platform that can just enhance the product set and product suite of a local credit union.
Okay. If there ever was a value add, this is it. That's the definition of it right now. So let's look at it from the 64,000 foot level, the big picture here. So how do you see this partnership benefiting credit unions in the short term and the long term? And Sam, I think you alluded to it in your one of your previous responses as saying that, you know, hey, credit unions can now offer this even though they weren't offering it before. You know, it just opens up a new avenue for them, right? So
there's two answers there, really.
Okay.
And you have to zoom out and think about why is a financial service company offering mortgage today? And there's really two reasons. The first is because they want to secure primacy of deposit accounts. And they know that mortgage is oftentimes a leader of attrition. Meaning if I go down the street to Chase Bank and open up a mortgage there because my credit union doesn't offer it, most likely my deposits, my checking accounts, my savings accounts, the other services offered transition with mortgage. The second is they view it as an asset on their balance sheet, something that they portfolio and that, you know, it amortizes over time. And that's how they make money. It's not actually the origination activity. With the partnership with Rocket, we allow you to offer both.
Oh.
You can secure primacy of your account because you're offering mortgage through the platform. And you have a partnership with the largest capital markets group in the industry. So if you have an appetite to portfolio or balance sheet loans that you were otherwise originating from your members through your own origination activity, mm-hmm. we can expose you and we can actually diversify away a good amount of geographic risk because of our national footprint.
Yeah.
So we connect you right there and really fill up your treasury management coffers with as many assets under balance sheet as you want, as you have an appetite for.
Okay.
So we really separate the origination activity now from the portfolio activity and allow what we feel is a superior options on both fronts.
Yeah, gotcha. Well said. So can you give us kind of the Q2's perspective on the credit union benefit message here from your perspective?
Yeah, when we set up Innovation Studio, this was all about how do we deliver more engagement opportunities between financial institutions and their customers. And we were in many ways a bottleneck that couldn't deliver everything in the financial journey, whether it's broader aperture of the financial journey of a consumer or a small business customer. There's more that you need if you want to be driving the value proposition of a consumer's financial journey or a small business's financial journey than what Q2 builds and delivers, or than what the credit union has as their core products.
Yeah, yeah.
We believe that this whole space is converging around the universe of American consumers and businesses. And if you want primacy, if you want that relationship to maintain itself, if you want engagement, there's this ecosystem that is trying to play in financial services that we think we need to bring together as partners.
Mm-hmm.
And that means they're not competing for those users. They're working together to do what they do best.
Yeah.
Rocket is clearly a best-in-class digital mortgage provider in this country. And again, we're seeing examples of where even institutions that have a mortgage portfolio may look at a sidecar opportunity where they specifically target certain member types that they're not serving with their current mortgage portfolio. So that ability to hyper-target, that ability to deliver more apps that get the credit union deeper in the financial journey of their customers, that's what drives competitive strength. That's what drives innovation in the hands of their members, engagement for the institution, and ultimately revenue opportunities. And we keep seeing these things stack up as you deliver more and more of these apps to your end users. The institution becomes more at the center of their financial lives, and they get the opportunity to become stickier and more primacy and then generate revenue. Like, we're starting to see some credit unions generate meaningful revenue through our channel. And we've historically been seen as just a vendor. And how do you change that relationship from a vendor to a strategic partner? Well, all of a sudden, we're seeing credit unions that have meaningful checks being written back to them relative to the digital banking invoice. It changes the relationship and it changes their ability mm-hmm. to interact with their members in a way that's much more strategic than just their current product set.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great. And makes sense. Total sense. One of the aspects in the background or information that I got, concerning this partnership was folks, consumers facing housing affordability crisis. Who can talk to me on that? Because I thought that was a very interesting wrinkle in this. Sam, can you talk to that? Talk to me about that. Folks facing housing affordability crisis. And how does this partnership connect that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look, between the rise in the rising rate environment, you're talking to Jonathan, who's sitting there in Austin. I don't want to even speculate on what home prices look like in that market. Exactly. So look, Americans are facing this every day. And the opportunity here for a credit union to partner with Rocket is to help to solve that problem by broadening the product set they offer. You know, we talked earlier about FHA and VA of being two specific programs that Rocket excels at. Quite frankly, are very difficult to originate, very costly and expensive for smaller institutions to originate. And a lot of the early entrants or conversations that Jonathan and I are having with some of these credit unions, that's an obvious opportunity. Just a simple partnership gives basic products at expansion. And then Rocket's working to offer other loan types right now that we're rolling out like every 2 weeks. We recently rolled out a closed second, a HELOAN, if you will. So that if you've got a 2.5% on your primary mortgage, but you want to take $60,000 cash out in this rising rate and appreciation environment, great. You've got secondary options there. Rolling out a rate buy-down programs for people so you can pay a reduced rate in the first year, a slightly reduced rate in the second year, and then your full rate in the third year, flipping to a fully amortized mortgage. We're rolling out a 40-year mortgage with a 10-year interest-only period and then a 30-year amortization after that. I'm seeing in front of me, I just pulled over a list of about 25 different product offerings we're looking to spin up between now and the end of the first quarter, all centered around exactly this. So when we talk about agility and nimbleness, as a credit union, you don't have to create these products. You don't have to create this specialty. We're here to partner with you so that you can offer them to your members, so you can be more candidly operate in a more financially viable way, while offering broader offerings to your members day in, day out. So that's how we think this partnership helps to solve that. Let us take on the effort as the nation's largest lender of offering what is a very nuanced and complex process.
Yeah, getting very creative there for folks out there to get into homes these days, as it's getting a bit more challenging, as we all know. Hey, last question here for you guys. Jonathan, I'll let you go first on this one. What are some of the goals that you guys want to achieve with this partnership?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we're looking to start with a set of early adopters that we can go live with here in the early October timeframe and start demonstrating the value proposition and the penetration within our client base. Ultimately, the goal is to embed Rocket Mortgage in the digital banking channel for as many credit unions as see value in it. And again, speaking from the Q2 lens, our job is to provide the institutions with optionality. Not everyone will take down Rocket Mortgage in the integration. Within our Bitcoin ecosystem of crypto players, not everyone will take down, name the partner, NYDIG or crypto.com. Mm-hmm. We're trying to provide optionality to the institutions to get more innovation and more engagement with their clients. In this instance, when we think about this product, obviously we believe this is a one-of-a-kind partnership and a best-in-class partner. But at the end of the day, this is at the discretion of the credit union. And if you look across the entire ecosystem of Innovation Studio, a year ago, we had roughly 7 early adopter partners. Today, we're breaching up around 90, and they're across all different areas of the consumer and small business financial journeys inside banks and credit unions. And so our job here is not to distribute 90 products out of the gate to every bank and credit union. Our job is to go customer by customer and understand mm-hmm. what are their needs, what matters to their members, and deliver products like Rocket that fit their member base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, options are a good thing, especially in today's fast-paced environment. My goodness. And Sam, I'll let you go last here. Yeah, what are some goals from your perspective, from Rocket's perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I want to double down on Jonathan's statement because I think it's perfectly accurate. We're not looking to sell any financial institution on getting out a mortgage. What we're looking to do is provide options, provide an off-ramp. So if you're a financial institution today who offers mortgage and your board, your C-suite is seriously considering stepping out of that, we're here to provide options for you to continue to offer mortgage without being in mortgage. If you're someone who since 2010 hasn't gone back into the mortgage offer, you know, into offering mortgage, again, we avail that opportunity. And from Rocket's end, it's quite clear, you know, this allows us to increase market share, and we have a responsibility to really back to the credit union to really hone in on the value drivers for them. Mm-hmm. And so we're in an exploratory phase. And what I mean by that is we are open to adapting our models to what is best to serve credit unions and their members.
Oh, interesting.
We are absolutely open to that feedback, and we look to adapt this model to whatever direction meets those needs and delivers value on the other end. Because our goal is to be a true business-to-business partner for these credit unions.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Sam, your credit unions are not a shy bunch, so you're probably going to get some feedback. So that's a good thing.
Not them through your queues, though. No, I'm joking.
All right, guys. Well, I know you guys have lots of work to do, but appreciate your time. Thank you so much for this. Congratulations on this partnership. I think, again, the term value add just comes screaming out of my brain when I hear you guys talking. So yeah, Creighton's are going to do well with this partnership for sure. So anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts, gentlemen, or we can call it a wrap?
On the key points. Looking forward to it. And yeah, reach out to Sam or myself or anyone on either team. We're putting all hands on deck to make this successful, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Good deal. Good way to round out 2022 for sure. All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time, and be well, and look forward to more stories like this down the line. Be exciting.
Thank you, Michael.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.